我们上一节啊讨论啊救赎的必要。
In our last class, we talked about the importance of redemption.
那我们要去哪里来寻找救赎
？Now, where can we find redemption?
啊，自义不能够救人。
Self-righteousness cannot save anyone.
我们看有的宗教是用自己苦修的方法，想要换得一种超越。
Some other religions try to cultivate themselves to gain some sort of salvation.
啊，可能这种苦修也有某种程度的果效。
Maybe some type of asceticism could really bring some results.
但是没有办法根本解决问题。
But that by itself cannot solve any problem.
这个根本解决问题就是我们所犯的罪。
The fundamental issue that we have is that we have sin.
还有在人性里面啊。所隐藏的罪性
and also the hidden inclination in ourselves to sin
以赛亚书说人的义都是污秽
the book of Isaiah tells us that our righteousness is filthy
这是比较问题、啊、
it's a matter of comparison
我记得83年开始去非洲
I still remember in the year 1983 I started going to Africa
那个时候去照相
I took a picture there.
很难照，很难照相很难啊。
It was difficult to take a picture.
你如果照到他们的脸都很清楚，我们的脸曝光过度。
It's very difficult because of very sharp contrast.
好，那如果我们的脸刚刚好，你发现他们的脸看不清楚。
And if we are in focus, they are out of focus.
哦，这是一种对比。
That is a contrast.
好，所以在非洲人来讲哦，没有黄种人，不是黑就是白，白人。
So to the Africans, there is only white and black.
是我们到奈及利亚，他们叫 Makala， 就是白人。
So when we go to Africa, we're called Makala, which means white people.
然后到乡村以后，一堆小孩子，四五十个跟在后面一直走。
And when we went to villages, 40 or 50 children would follow us.
因为很好奇，来了一个白人。
They are very curious because here came a white man.
哦，这个是对比。
It's a matter of comparison.
所以人跟人相比，有所谓义人。
And so when we compare ourselves to other people, there are some righteous people.
因此，很多的宗教要靠着苦修来得救，这是人跟人相比的方法。
And so asceticism is a means through which humankind try to attain their own salvation by comparing their own righteousness to others.
站在圣洁的主面前，我们是污秽的。
But in the presence of our holy God, we are all filthy.
新天新地有义居住在其中。
In the new heaven and earth, there is the righteousness of God.
在那个新天地的里面，人的义是污秽的。
And in the new heaven and earth, our righteousness is filth.
所以人如果没有看清楚自己的不义人很难去向往主耶稣的义。
So if we do not understand our own unrighteousness, we have a hard time looking forward to the righteousness of God.
使徒行传第十章里面在讲哥尼流。
Acts chapter 10 talks about Cornelius.
哥尼流是好人。
Cornelius was a righteous man.
圣经又说他是义人。
The Bible describes him as a righteous man.
那个也是人跟人相比的。
Obviously, that is also a matter of comparison.
如果那个义是指的没有罪，那哥尼流为什么还要叫彼得去传福音给他呢？
Had this righteousness meant that he was fully blameless, why did he need salvation then?
那哥尼流祷告也达到神面前。
And the prayer of Cornelius also reached God.
他的爱心也蒙神纪念。
And his love was remembered by God as well.
他也有宗教体验，他看到天使。
And he also had some religious experience by seeing angels.
但是天使告诉他什么？
But what did the angel tell him?
十一章说。
First chapter 11.
你要请彼得来。
That you have to ask Peter to come to you.
他有话告诉你。
He has some words for you.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
So that you and your whole household will be saved.
这句话很厉害。
That is a very powerful statement.
彼得要讲一些话，让他跟他全家可以得救。
Peter was to speak to him so that he and his household would be saved.
哥尼流是一个义人。
Cornelius was a righteous man.
如果彼得没有到他家，他就完了。
Had Peter not gone to his house, he would not have been saved.
他的义不能救他自己。
His righteousness could not save himself.
他的宗教体验也不能救他。
And his religious experience could not save him either.
他的善行达到神面前也不能救他。
And his good deeds, even though they reach God, could not save him.
彼得到他家讲什么？
What did Peter tell him in his house?
就是介绍主耶稣。
He introduced the Lord Jesus to him.
所以人的义是污秽的，人的义不能救人。
So our righteousness is filth and it cannot save us.
耶稣说，你们的义如果不胜过文士、法利赛人，一段不能进入。
Jesus said, if our righteousness do not exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes, you will not enter into the kingdom of God.
所以这个我们人人的义都是有限的。
That is why our righteousness is very limited.
我们都需要主。不能靠自己要想要得救。
We cannot depend on ourselves for salvation.
第二个哈，律法不能救人。
Secondly, the law cannot save us either.
这特别是指的旧约的律法。
This refers to the law in the Old Testament.
因为律法越多，人的罪就越多。
The more the law, the greater our sins.
那并不是律法不好。
That is not to say that the law is not good.
而是人本身不好。
But that we ourselves are not good.
想想看美国是一个自由的国家。
Think about it. The United States is a democratic society.
如果美国没有交通法律。
But if there are no regulations governing traffic.
你要开左边也可以，右边也可以，随便。
Just imagine if you can drive on the right or on the left. It's entirely up to you.
请问诸位，你敢开车吗？
Just think about it. Do you dare to drive?
你不敢开。
Of course not.
所以法律本身是好的。
So law by itself is good.
但是有时候法律会让你犯罪。
But because there's law, we are imputed with crime.
我到纽约去，我算一算，我现在差不多已经15点了。
Ever since I moved to New Jersey, I have accumulated 15 points.
12点就要吊销执照。
And to let you know, when you accumulate 12 points, your license will be revoked.
那个开车开越多，不知不觉就犯法了。
I drive so much that I just have so many tickets.
但是主耶稣怜悯了，结果没有，还在开。
Thanks to the mercy of God, I am still driving.
好，但这不是说法律不好。
That is not to say that the law is not good.
是人，有时候很难守法。
But that is difficult for us to keep the law.
所以这个圣经里面这个法律是叫人知罪。
So the law teaches us that we have sinned.
用意是好的。
The intention is good.
但是律法不能够解决人的罪性。
But the law cannot solve our sinful nature.
你看保罗圣经有多少？
Look at how familiar Paul was with the Bible.
他整本旧约圣经，他能够去找一本找一句话，义人因信得生。
Yeah, he could turn to the Old Testament scripture and find a verse where it says that man shall be justified by his faith.
那是在哈巴谷书里面一句话。
And that is a statement in the book of Habakkuk.
所以这保罗对这旧约的律法非常熟。
So obviously Paul was extremely well versed with the laws in the Old Testament.
但是他本身也脱离不了罪性。
But he himself could not be released from the bondage.
他还是需要主耶稣。
He still needed Jesus.
所以法律不能救。
So the law cannot save.
因此这个如果一个国家如果一个国家想要靠着法律来维持，这会失败的。
So, whichever nation tries to rule solely by the merit of the law will fail.
你不靠神，靠法律会失败。
We will fail if we rely solely on the law and not on God.
你看60年代的美国中高中跟这个现在的美国高中问题不一样。
You can observe that the problems in high school in the 60s is very different from the set of problems we have in the 90s and 2000.
60年代他们是嚼口香糖这个打架。
In the 60s, it's all about chewing gums and fight.
现在不是这样。
Now it's not so.
暴力。
Violence.
还有这个drug, 药。
Drug.
还有这个teenager 的怀孕，
teenage pregnancy。
但是你看，很多的警察在那巡逻。
And you see a lot of police patrolling high schools。
这个解决不了问题。
But that in itself is not going to solve any problem。
所以要救人这个律法是不能救的。
That is why the law never saves。
不是不好，是人本身有问题。
Not that it's not good, but that we ourselves are not。
这是第二个。
That's the second point.
那美国从六零年代开始啊，美国六零年代开始就最高法院下令就要把宗教从学校里面拿掉。
In the 60s, the Supreme Court decreed that there must be separation between church and state.
啊，不能讲神。
God should not be mentioned.
啊，不能讲十诫。
The Ten Commandments must not be mentioned.
不能在学校宗教活动。
There must be no religious activities in the church.
这个收视率一直往下掉。
And the morality plummeted.
所以这个啊，律法不能救人。
The law can never save.
那第三个哈，第三个。
The third point.
宗教也不能够救人。
Religion cannot save mankind.
啊，使徒行传十七章里面记载保罗哈，你看使徒行传十七章。
Let's turn to Acts 17.
使徒行传十七章的二十二节。
Acts 17 verse 22.
保罗站在亚列巴古说：“众位雅典人，我们知道你凡是很敬畏鬼神。”这个雅典人哦，雅典人啊，哲学思想相当发达。
The Athens were very philosophical.
所以十八节哦，你看有伊比鸠卢还有斯多亚两门学派。
And so we can see in previous verses that there were two groups, the Epicureans and the Stoic.
一个就是说，人最大的善就是人生最大的善就是快乐。
And for the Epicureans, the greatest joy in life is enjoyment.
以后变成一种纵欲。
And that led to excessive indulgence.
那斯多亚后来变成一种禁欲。
But the Stoics became ascetic.
但是这个也没有办法救他们，哲学思想没有办法救他们。
But these philosophies could not save them.
所以后来他们就看到好多人在拜神。
And they saw many people worshiping gods.
哲学是谈一谈的，但哲学解决不了问题。
They could talk about philosophy, but that by itself cannot save them.
解决不了罪的问题。
They could not solve the problems from sin.
哲理不是真理。
Philosophy is not the truth.
所以你看哲学思想一直在变。
So philosophies evolve over time.
我在读大学的时候，很多人在读存在主义。
When I was in college, many people studied existentialism.
现在好像没有人在读这种书了。
But these days, few people even know about it.
过时了。
It has passed its time.
现在大家在读什么法轮功啊这些。
But these days, people talk about 法轮功。
所以这个哲理会变啊，哲理不是真理。
So philosophies are not the truth.
所以你看这个。伊比鸠罗斯多亚两个学派现在在哪里呢？是历史上的一个学派。
So what happened to the Epicureans and the Stoics? They are merely scholars or schools of thoughts in the past.
那雅典人就拜神了。
The Athens worship gods.
拜很多的神。
They worship many gods.
但是很聪明，他知道可能有一个漏掉。
Obviously, they are very intelligent, and they thought they might have missed one of them.
就是卫士之神。
And that is the god.That is unknown.
所以让我们知道啊，这个很多宗教有教主，教主不是救主。
So, religious founders are not a savior.
所以宗教不能救人，因为他不是救主。
Other religions cannot save because, the founders are not the savior.
因为根本原因就是他没有办法解决罪的问题。
The fundamental reason is that religious founders cannot solve the problem of sin themselves.
既然没有办法解决罪的问题，就对人类的现况没有答案。
And since they cannot solve the problem of sin themselves, they have no solution for other people to follow.
而且找错宗教，有时候比没有信仰更糟糕。
And sometimes it's worse to enter into a wrong religion than not to have a religion at all.
找错宗教是拜到魔鬼。
If you go to the wrong religion, you may be worshiping sin.
儒家思想的根源是谁？孔子。
The founder of Confucianism is Confucius.
那你如果有机会到中国大陆去
，If you were to go to mainland China，
去山东的曲阜访问这个孔子的故乡。
If you go to 曲阜山东，
你走到最底边的有一堆土，叫做孔丘之墓。
The hometown of Confucius, you will find his tomb there.
哦，他还藏在那里啊。
He is still there.
所以他不是救主。
He is not a savior.
如果他可以当教主，但他也不是救主。
He might be a founder, but he is not a savior.
所以宗教不能够救人。
That is why religion cannot save.
那保罗到以利巴谷后来就借着这个机会，那我告诉你们一个卫士之神。
And Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said to them that he would introduce a God to them.
后来就提到主耶稣了。
And Paul mentioned Jesus.
所以人类需要救赎。
That is why we need Jesus.
但是世界上除了他以外，你找不到道路，找不到人生，找不到一条出路。
We need redemption. And other than Jesus, we can find no other way out.
自义不能救人。
Self-righteousness cannot save.
律法不能救人。
The law cannot save.
宗教不能救人。
Religion cannot save.
所以如果离开耶稣，无药可救。
So apart from Jesus, we are hopeless.
好，我们现在看救赎的功效。
Now let us talk about the efficacy of redemption.
我们先从保罗神启示他对救赎的功效的了解，我们先来认识一下，然后我们再回头过来看启示录里面提到救赎的功效。
We are first going to discuss the revelations of Paul in the book of Romans in regards to efficacy of redemption, and then using that to talk about the efficacy of redemption in the book of Revelation.
从不同的这样方向来看。
So we're going to look into this issue from different perspectives.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.Verse 18, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of sin to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里说，我参与到他们去，叫他们眼睛得开，叫做没有信主的人眼睛得开。
外邦人。To open the eyes of the Gentiles and turn them from darkness to light.
眼睛一开以后，你就看到救赎的功效。
When our eyes are open, we will see the efficacy of redemption.
得救跟不得救是天跟地的差别。
To be redeemed or not is a difference of heaven and hell.
得救就是指黑暗进到光明。
To be saved is to be turned from darkness to light.
得救就是从撒旦的权下归向神。
And to be saved is to turn from the power of Satan to God.
得救就是因为神的恩典罪蒙赦免。
To be saved is to receive forgiveness of sins.
得救就是有天国的基业。
To be saved is to have a place among those who are sanctified.
这是神启示保罗对救赎功效的一个了解。
And this is God's revelation to Paul regarding the efficacy of redemption.
那眼睛得开就看得很清楚。
When our eyes are open, we will see clearly.
所以人生最可怕的是什么？
What is the most dreadful thing in our life?
没有得救。
Not being saved.
这最可怕。
That is the most dreadful.
因为这代表在黑暗里面。
Because that would mean that we are in darkness.
在撒旦里面。
That we are in sin.
在罪里面。
That we're in sin.
这是可怕。
That is dreadful.
我们再看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1.
第一章的十二节
1 verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
到14节。
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
这里保罗也提到这个得救的果效。
Here Paul talks about the efficacy of redemption.
就是在光明中得基业。
That we shall share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
然后迁到爱子的国度里面。
And that we are being brought into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
罪过得以赦免。
In whom we have redemption.
这是得救的果效。
That is the efficacy of redemption.
我们再看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3. Verse 24. Romans 3, verse 24. And are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
对，保罗再从另外一个方面来看啊，所以得救就是白白称义。
To be saved is to be justified freely by his grace.
啊，也就是说，被神称作没有罪。
In other words, we are considered blameless.
啊，那这个就是得救的果效。
And that is the efficacy of redemption.
好，那我们现在从这个保罗对得救的这个认识，我们再来看启示录里面救赎的功效。
So after understanding Paul's view of redemption, we will look into the book of Revelation regarding the efficacy of redemption.
啊，得救就是罪啊，赦罪称义的意思。
Redemption is to be justified.
好，我们现在来看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood.
这里说他用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
Here it says, He has freed us from our sins by His blood.
所以我们在主耶稣里面呢，这个得救就是能够免掉罪，那也能免掉罪的责任所带来的后果。
So redemption is to rid of ourselves of sin and the consequence of sin.
那这是从主耶稣的宝血来的。
And this is only possible by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
再来就是不再为罪奴。
And we are no longer slaves to sin.
在启示录里面呢，重复提到我们要得胜。
The book of Revelation repeatedly talks about being victorious.
这个得胜当然就是指着得胜罪恶的权势。
To be victorious over the power of sin.
这是得胜内容的一种。
That is kind of victory.
不再为罪奴。
That we are no longer slaves to sin.
所以在启示录里面我们可以看到有四活物144,000人。
That is why in Revelation, we see the four living creatures and the 144,000.
或者到最后里面在讲这个基督的心腹穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And also, the bride that wears the glorious white linen.
那这个都是指着得胜。
All these signify victory.
生活中不再沾染罪恶。
And that also means that in our lives we are not tainted by sin.
那这是要靠着主的救赎才有办法达到。
And that is also only attainable by the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是人的励志、人的努力所能够达得到。
We can never attain holiness through the sheer willpower of ourselves.
好，那因为罪得赦免，所以在属灵上就如同穿白衣服。
And since our sins are forgiven, we put on the white garment.
我们看七章的十四节。
Let's turn to Revelation 7, verse 14. I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
这里说借着羔羊的血把衣裳洗净洁白。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以这个洗净洁白就是指着没有罪圣洁。
To be washed is to be holy.
那因为圣洁，所以等于穿白衣服。
And because they are holy, they wear a white robe.
所以我们跟神的关系就没有阻隔。
And because of that, they have no hindrance to God.
因此我们可以再重新啊跟神同行。
And they once again walk with God.
我们看第三章啊，启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.Verse 4, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. Verse 5, he who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels.
好，这里在讲说这个，他们要穿白衣与我同行。
Here, these verses say that they will wear the white robe to walk with him.
好，然后，第五节说，不同生命身上涂抹他们的名。
Verse 5, their names will not be blotted out from the book of life.
好，然后，也要在父和众使者面前认他的名。
And they will be acknowledged.Before the Father and His angels.
所以这可以看起来，因为这个穿白衣罪得赦免，所以人跟神之间的关系就恢复到还没有犯罪以前那个亚当跟神的关系。
So once we are blameless and wears the white garment, we will resume the status of Adam before his sin in the Garden of Eden.
我们人活在世界上有很多的关系。
We have many relationships in our lives.
你生下来的时候，第一个关系就是你有父母亲。
When you're first born, your first relationship is with the parents.
再来，
and then
可能过了不多久，妈妈又生一个，你另外一个关系一定有兄弟。
Maybe not long after the mother gives birth again, and you have a sibling.
再来婚姻的关系。
Then you have a relationship.
所以
your marriage.
人生有很多的关系。
So there are many relationships in our lives.
但是第一个关系是什么
？But what is the very first relationship?
圣经里面说。在母亲怀胎，这是这个生命是神造的。
The Bible says that when we are in the womb, that is the life God created.
所以神是众人之父。
That is why God is our Father.
这个就是关系。
And that is our first relationship.
父就是表示我们的来源。
Father connotes origin.
在生命被造的时候，这个关系其实就是成立的。
So when we are created.That relationship has been established.
那这但是因为我们生在罪里面
，but because we're born in sin,
所以这个关系断掉。
That relationship has been severed.
那现在耶稣宝血洁净我们的罪
，but now that the blood of the Lord had cleansed our sins,
那这个关系又建立起来。
That relationship is reestablished.
父子之间的关系又建立起来。
And the relationship between our Father and us as Son is again established.
那这就是救赎的功效。
And that is the efficacy of redemption.
恢复我们神跟人的关系。
To resume our relationship with our Father.
因为这个关系是所有关系的基础。
Because this relationship with the Heavenly Father is the basis upon all other relationships are established.
一切的根本。
And that is the foundation.
如果这个关系没有了，其他人生一切都不要谈。
Without that relationship, other relationships are worthless.
那现在穿白衣，跟神关系好，同行。
But now we have worn the white garment and we walk with God.
那再来，既然穿白衣啊，所以我们就能够再一次回到神面前来服侍他。
Now that we wear the white garment, we will walk with God and serve Him before His presence.
服侍神本身是一个荣耀尊贵的事情。
Serving God is a glorious and a noble task.
你如果看那个以赛亚书里面在讲那个。撒拉佛在服侍神。
In the book of Isaiah, it is described how the seraphim served God.
他能够在神的面前的，瞻仰神，然后歌颂神，服侍神。
They beheld God, sang praises and hymns to Him.
享受神的荣光在照他。
And they enjoy the glory of God bathing on them.
那这个以赛亚要服侍神之前
，And before Isaiah served God.
他要先看撒拉佛的服侍。
he first witnessed how the seraphs serve God.
那他看到撒勒佛的服侍，他第一个感觉我有罪。
And upon witnessing how the seraphs serve God, Isaiah knew he had sinned.
也就是我不配站在神面前。
He was not worthy to stand in the presence of God.
他是圣洁尊贵的。
He is holy.
我有罪，我是污秽的。
God is holy, but Isaiah was filthy.
如果我污秽，我站在神面前就要面对他的愤怒。
And if I am filthy, I would have to face the wrath of God in His presence.
你怎么能够服侍他？
Then if that's the case, how can we serve God?
所以这个天使洁净了他的罪。
That is why the seraphim cleansed him.
然后他就呼召的声音就来了。我在谁可以被主所用的？
And the voice of calling came to him and said, "Who can I send?"
因为他已经洁净了。
At that point, he had been cleansed.
所以人穿白衣才能够站在神面前服侍神，这是一个很大的荣耀。
So when we wear a white garment, we are worthy to serve in His presence, and that in itself is a big, great glory of God.
很大的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
好，我看启示录第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation 7.
第九。
Verse 9.
第七章的第九节。
Revelation 7 verse 9. 7 verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
这个地方在讲说从各国各族各方各民来穿着白衣，然后大声在讲愿救恩归在我们做宝座的神和羔羊。
Here is a great multitude from every nation, tribe, people and language standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
这也是一种服侍。
That is a kind of service.
用赞美歌颂来服侍神。
To serve God with hymns and praises.
然后在第四章里面
In chapter 4,
在讲这个四活物。
The four living creatures.
他们也是在神的面前在服侍神。
They also serve God in His presence.
那在第七章的，我刚有读过那些人都是穿白衣在神的面前在服侍他。
So all these people are adorned in white robes to serve in His presence.
所以这是得救的果效。
And so this is the result of redemption.
第二个就是让我们迁到爱子的国度里面。
And the second point is that we will be migrated into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
我们看到好多人在美国要办一个绿卡，真的很辛苦。
We have seen how difficult a process it is for people to get their green card.
用了很多的钱，等了好多的时间。
Many people waited for a long time and spent a lot of money.
为了得一张绿卡。
Just to have their green card.
那美国不是天国。
But the United States is not heaven.
这一张绿卡都这么辛苦去得。
If some people put in so much effort to get their green card,
那天国我们更要努力。
Then how much more effort we should put into receiving the citizenship of heaven?
那主耶稣救赎的功效就是要把我们移民迁到爱子的国度。
So the efficacy of redemption is so that we may be migrated into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
So 我们来到美国，如果没有去天国，很可惜啊！你已经来美国，还没有去天国。
So it is a pity if we are in this beautiful country and yet not enter into the most beautiful heavenly kingdom.
所以这个爱子的国度最好。
So the kingdom of the beloved Son is the best place to go.
救赎的功效就是。移民，你现在你就受洗了，天国已经有册那个生命册上有份了。
So the efficacy of redemption is that our names are recorded in the book of life.
那在这个国度里面从启示录看起来，我们大概有两点，一个就是尊贵，一个是丰富。
There are two attributes of this kingdom of the beloved Son.The first is nobility, and the second is abundance.
所以，如果一个人信耶稣一直自叹，命很苦，我想这个能道理也不是很懂。
If a Christian continually whine about his difficult life, I don't think he has the right faith.
信主没有一个人命苦啊。
No one who has believed in the Lord is in dire situation.
天父是你的父亲。
If our Heavenly Father
神的国是你的国度。
And that the heavenly kingdom is our kingdom.
你有什么命苦?
Then what's so difficult about your life?
或者命不好?
Or how dire can your situation be?
第一个,在救子的,爱子的国度里面,我们尊贵。
In the kingdom of the beloved Son, we have a noble status.
请看启示录第五章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Revelation 5.
第八节。
Verse 8. Revelation 5, verse 8.And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
九节四节
9 and 10. And they sang a new song, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
好，我们看这第十节哈，第九节说要从各国各族各人买来归于神。
Verse 9, and with your blood you purchase men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
OK, 我们是被买来，然后买就是变成你如果没有付钱哦，你店里面拿东西出来就是偷了。
If we take something without paying, we are stealing.
因为那个东西不是你的。
Because that does not belong to you.
所以你偷。
You steal.
那你如果付钱以后，你拿那个东西就可以，因为你是买来，就是并你的。
But if you take it after you pay for it, then you are not stealing.
好，那这里说是主耶稣把我们买来。
But here Jesus purchased us.
那个价钱就是他的宝血。
And the price is his blood.
那既然买了，现在我们的所有权人是谁
？Now that we have been bought, who owns us?
是神，我们拥有神。
God,
神是，所以就神来讲，我们是他的财产。
God owns us, and we become his possession.
就我们来讲，神是我们的财产。
To us, God is our possession.
而圣经说，利未人不要分土地，神就是他们的财产。
That is why the Levites never get their share of the promised land because God is their portion.
每一个人都很丰富，神是你的财产。
Every one of us has an abundance of life.
每一个人
God is our share.
每一个人都很宝贵，因为你是神的财产。
We are all very precious because we belong to God and we are His possession.
所以我们从灵界一直来看，我们真的满心感谢。
So from a spiritual perspective, we must be full of joy.
因为主的救赎，我们有极大的改变。
Because of His redemption, we have great transformation.
好，那我们被买出来归属于神，要做什么
？So, what is the purpose of us being purchased?
这个第十节说要做他的国民，这中文翻译国民，如果英文叫做国度。
And in verse 10, we have been made to be a kingdom.
国度哈，这个好像你说英国是什么 ？United Kingdom 啊，美国这个英国国度。
So here it says we have been made to be a kingdom.
好，那既然是一个国度哦，就是表示里面有王。
And in this kingdom there is a king.
那个王就是主耶稣。
And that king is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是一个国度。
So we are a nation.
啊，那主耶稣要住在我们。
And God will dwell in us.
这是何等的光荣
！How glorious that is!
因为他洁净我们，我们变成一个国度，他要住在我们里面。
God has sanctified us, and He made us to be His kingdom, in which He dwells.
然后他要在我们里面做王。
And He will reign in our hearts.
我们跟神的关系变成非常的亲近。
And so our relationship with God becomes very intimate.
本来是罪人。
Previously, we were a sinner.
神的愤怒在他身上。
God's wrath is on us.
现在神住在我们里面。
But now God dwells in us.
他属于我们，我们属于他。
He belongs to us, and we belong to him.
这就是救赎的果效。
That is the efficacy of redemption.
做国度。
That we become a kingdom.
那再来就是做祭司。
The second is that we will all become priests.
我们来看一节彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第五节。
verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus.
这里讲好，我们是祭司，圣洁的祭司。
This verse tells us that we are a holy priesthood.
献奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
对，祭司的服事就是献灵祭。
So, our role as a priest is to offer spiritual sacrifice.
那灵祭是什么？那个希伯来书里面有讲，就是颂赞感谢的声音。
What is spiritual sacrifice? According to Hebrews, it is the voices of praise and glory and hymns.
所以这个希伯来书里面那个各地方来的人在神面前在颂赞神，就是当祭司在献灵祭。
And so those who gather in the presence of God are are priests praising God.
再来，我们尊贵就是作王。
And our nobility also comes from being a king.
可是那已经讲了。
That point had been mentioned by Pastor Cole.
跟主一起作王。
That we are all kings with God.
赐给我们权柄。
We will reign with God with His power.
能够胜过罪恶，胜过魔鬼。
We will overcome sin and Satan.
好，那第二个哈，在爱子的国度里面呢，丰富就是，就是享受他的丰盛。
Second point. Is that we will enjoy his abundance.
那从圣经看起来啊，启示录也我们也可以找到一些根据啊，就是丰富的神性。
In the book of Revelation, we understand that part of that abundance is his deity.
在哥罗西书里面讲，我们在他里面的得了丰盛的我们在神本性一切的丰盛都住在基督里面。
From the book of Colossians, we understand that the abundance of God's attributes dwell in the Lord Jesus.
我们在基督里面也要得到丰盛，就是丰盛的神性。
And likewise, we who are in Jesus will receive this abundance as well.
那在彼得后书里面说，我们要跟神的性情有份。
And 2 Peter tells us that we must have a part in the nature of our Lord Jesus.
人性已经有罪性了。
We have sinful inclinations.
所以你立志有时候你做不来。
That is why even with sure power, willpower, we cannot do good.
那现在我们到爱子的国度里面，我们要跟神的神性有份。
But now that we have migrated into the kingdom of God, we possess divine nature.
那这个生命改变我们有神性，所以生活就改变。
When our life is transformed, we possess the attributes of God. Thus changing our lives.
那我们在这个启示录里面所看到这些有神性的人表现是谁？是活物。
And in the book of Revelation, those who manifest the divine nature of God are the four living creatures.
这个是活物的这个特性表现在耶稣的身上，因为他有神性。
And the attributes of the four living creatures are also manifested in Jesus.
那也是要表现在我们身上。
And these attributes will also be manifested in us as well.
如果我们一直在进步，灵性一直在进步。
As long as we keep improving in our faith.
所以在神性上富足，能够把神彰显出来。
So we must be abundant in manifesting the attributes of God.
让别人在我们身上看到神。
So that others may see God in us.
看到神的荣耀。
That they may see the glory of God in us.
我们好像一个器皿。
We are like a vessel.
神拯救住在我们里面，神性充满，把神的荣耀彰显出来。
When God saves us, we are full of the glory of God, and through which we will manifest this glory to other people.
第二个就是神的恩典。
The second point is the blessings of God.
约翰福音说，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
In the book of John, it is said that he is full of the glory of God.
那在启示录里面，我们也可以看到神丰盛的恩典。
And in the book of Revelations, we also see the abundant great blessings of God.
那在启示录的最后里面讲那个圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And in the book of Revelation, it is also mentioned that the new heaven and earth came from heaven.
就属灵的真教会。
And that is the spiritual. Church.
那得胜的圣徒在那里得到丰盛的生命。
And the saints will receive abundant life within that church.
就要体验到天国的滋味。
And the members will taste the goodness of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们现在讲在地如天。
That is why when we say that we on earth are as if in heaven.
不是去到天国，我们才可以知道天国有多好。
It is not that we need to physically be in the heavenly kingdom to taste the goodness of the kingdom.
当我们灵性不断的进步，神不断的充满我们，跟神越来越靠近的时候，那个将来那个天国的滋味就在我们生活当中。
When we mature in our spirituality and when the Spirit fills us, we will taste the goodness of the kingdom in our hearts.
那一种完全的平安。
That perfect peace.
完全的喜乐。
That perfect joy.
完全的安息。
That perfect rest.
完全的生命。
That perfect life.
就渐渐就可以去体会得到。
We will experience all that.
这个就是恩典。
And that is the blessings of God.
好，那再就是真理。
Next, the truth.
在爱子的国度里面啊。
In the kingdom of the beloved Son, we have the truth.
好，我们休息哈，我们下节就把它再讲完。